Thank you, Jenny. Hi, everyone. Morning. How are we this morning? What's that? I'm glad, David. I'm glad you're well. And I want to say a special welcome back to Heights. He's been away and we've missed him. He asked me, did you miss me in a good way or a bad way? And I said, well, of course, in a good way, Hux. Also, welcome to Son and Justin and Caitlin. Oh, she's gone. Nice to see you guys back as well. So, as Jenny just read, we're looking at a new series today on spiritual gifts. And we were called towards exploring this as we're in this messy time, hopefully towards the end of the messy time, where we're looking for a new lead pastor. And also mindful that that pastor will not be Jesus and will not have every gift, and that we're all one body and we're all different parts of the one body. And the spiritual gifts that we have comes from one spirit, and that's the spirit of Christ. So we want to just honor that today. And I'll just be doing an introduction, also introduce us to what gifts are, and there will be a test at the end that you can take home and do if you want. You don't have to. It's kind of long and a bit complicated. Then next week, Jenny will talk to us about the gifts of prophecy and discernment. Some of us might have that and not know about it. Then I'll be talking about serving, encouragement, leadership, which includes administration, giving, and mercy. And then I think it's Jenny who will be, she'll be talking about healing, miraculous works, and speaking in tongues with interpretation. Some people have the gift of interpretation. Not me, but some of you might. And then during the church meeting, just before that, as you know, we're having a hybrid now, and I'll be talking a little bit on the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, and faith. And we'll also be having lots of discussions, so today as well. So before I get on with it, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this church family. We thank you that together we make your body, the body of Christ. We thank you for your spirit with us and in us, and the gifts that you freely give us. And we pray today for your spirit of wisdom and discernment, and for your listening ears to know what it is you're saying to us and how you would like us to use these gifts. In Jesus' name, amen. So, here we are. I'm just going to give you a brief little background on why Paul was talking about gifts to the church of Corinth. Many of you might know that Corinth was a major city in the Roman Empire, and it was surrounded by sea and land, and so it was a major trading hub. And the church in Corinth was born around 51 years after Christ. And it started with about 40 members, sort of like us, and grew to 150. And Corinth was this place, because it was a major trading hub, there were many, many religions, sort of like Sydney. There was a lot of a different socioeconomic backgrounds. There were slaves, but also very rich merchants and influential people, and the same in the church. And the Church of Corinth also had a lot of mixed genders, so there were women and men who were gifted and active in ministry, sort of like us. Also, the Corinth was really known in those days for prostitution. So into this, Paul plants a church, and then he goes away. And after a time, he hears stories about the church of Corinth. Things aren't going very well. There's a lot of trouble. He kept hearing things about sexual promiscuity, people getting drunk, people not sharing the meals with other people because of their social background, and also people arguing over whose gifts were better, you know, which leaders were better. So into this he writes 1 Corinthians 12. And the church at this time was about 4 years old, right? So what is a spiritual gift? Well, he writes here in 12 verses 4 to 6, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. So he talks about gifts. Then he says there are different kinds of service, and we serve the same Lord. And then he talks about works. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. So if we read this, we might be a bit confused. There's gifts, there's service, there are works. What's the difference? Well, in the original New Testament, the word gift doesn't actually appear. So in Greek, the word is charis. And charis is used to mean grace. So it conveys to us this idea of something that is free from God. So there are different kinds of spiritual charis, free sort of grace gifts from God. And the service, when Paul was talking about different kinds of service, he was talking about ministry, different kinds of posts or offices. So in Ephesians 4, he refers to apostles, pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets. But it can also, in today's context, refer to the worship team, or the welcomers, or kids ministry leaders. So that's service. And then we get to works. And works, in Paul's context here, refers to a word of active, miraculous power. So when he says God works in different ways, he means that God pours out his miraculous power in different ways. But it's always the same God doing the work. So what are gifts, service, works? Well, they're all actually gifts. They're all free, freely given by God, by God's grace. Some gifts are ministries, positions that we hold in church, such as treasurer or secretary or leaders. Some gifts are works that we get, miraculous gifts of power, miraculous power. So gifts of healing, gifts of miraculous works. And these are just outpourings. They can be outpourings at a particular time or place. So, for example, if we pray for someone to be healed, when David Evans was in hospital, we prayed for his heart, and at that time, his heart became regular again, according to the ECG results. That is a work. That is a miraculous work. And that comes from the gift of the Spirit to all of us through prayer. So So it's not that one person, one special person has it. It's by God's grace. So before we move on, I'll just briefly say what a spiritual gift is not. Because some of us, we get confused. I've gotten confused before. They're not spiritual fruits. They're not the same. You know, in Galatians, talks about the fruits of the Spirit. Yeah? Love, joy, patience, forbearance. Look, the fruit of the Spirit is important. They are character qualities of the Holy Spirit, of what the Holy Spirit wants to reproduce in our lives to make us more and more like Jesus. But they are not gifts of the Spirit. So what is a gift of the Spirit? What is a spiritual gift? Would anyone like to share what they think it is? Holy Spirit? Anyone else? No right or wrong answer. Prophecy, yeah? Faith, yeah? Those are examples, yep. Encouragement, yes? So, spiritual gifts are divinely inspired activities from God, or abilities from God, rather, not activities. I think I wrote this one in pain as well. So I can use the pain as an excuse today. I'm sorry if it's a bit disjointed. They're given freely by the one Spirit of God, so it's not different spirits here, and because of God's grace. There are no right or wrong spiritual gifts, by the way. They're just different. And they are special responsibilities that we have. They're not things that we hold over each other. That is what Paul was trying to say to the church. And now, how many gifts are there? We're going to do this one together. There are three passages, and I want you to see. Would someone like to come up and read this passage again? I'm going to volunteer you if you don't. Yay. There are three, so everyone gets a turn. Thank you, Vince.
How many gifts are there? Corinthians 12, 8 to 10. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message or special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still, another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vince. So, what are the gifts we see here? Just yell them out.
Wisdom.
Knowledge, yes, thank you. Prophecy, yes. Faith, yep.
Healing.
What's that? Miracles. Yes. Tongues. Discernment, that was the one. Yes, thank you. So those are the gifts there. Next one, whoops. I'll read this one. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Yellow mount, what are they? Yes? Yes? Teaching? Sorry? Being generous, teaching, yes. Encouraging. Service, yes. Well done. Sorry? Leadership, yes. Oh gosh, can't forget that one. All right. Teaching, yes. And this one says pretty much the same thing too. So it talks about the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers. So who are these gifts for? It says, and what are these gifts for? So a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. And in 1 Peter 4:10, it says, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. So who are they for? Believers, yes. All of us, yes. Sorry? Human beings, okay, interesting. And what are these gifts for? Helping others, yeah. Serving one another, yeah. So they're for everyone, and spiritual gifts are for benefiting each other. They're not for benefiting ourselves, right? They're not meant to be kept to ourselves. So we're, you know, some of us are a bit shy, and we say, oh, I'm a bit shy, so I'm just going to keep this one to myself. Well, they're actually meant to be shared with others in order to benefit others. They're also given to us to empower one another. We might not know it, but when we share our gift with another person, it might empower them to do the same. They may say, oh, well, if he's singing, I can sing. Or if she's teaching kids, I can teach kids. Or if she's reading the Bible, I can read the Bible. That sort of thing. They also help us serve one another better at church. No offense, Jenny, sorry. I just saw you smiling there. And they enable us as a church family to expand or broaden the kingdom of God. When we share our gifts with each other and outside, we show others the kingdom of God. Because these gifts are from God. And it's God's way of shining his face to the rest of the world and to each other. So our spiritual gifts serve to glorify God, and they're also here to encourage and enlighten others, to inform others. Why is it important, you think, that we acknowledge them then and use them? Sorry? To keep us humble, yes, yes. I couldn't resist Mr. Potato Head. I love Mr. Potato Head. And he comes with different body parts. Yeah. Yeah. So it does keep us humble. But in 12:12 of 1 Corinthians, it says that all of you together are Christ's body and each of you is a part of it. So I see some hands, some feet, some ears, some eyes. What do you think you are, Mark? He's shaking his head. Sorry. The church is the body of Christ, as we established. And so we're all made of different parts, right? And there's different and unique parts of the body of Christ. Our spiritual gifts are to help one another, to contribute to the growth of the church, and we do need to remember as we use them, they're not from us. they're from God, and so we do remain humble. Spiritual gifts, therefore, answer the what question. What should I do when I serve? You might be really willing to serve, but you don't know what to do. Well, when you find out what your gifts are from God, then you know where to use them or how to use them. And spiritual fruits answer the how question, as in, not how should I serve it, as in which ministry, but what kind of attitude should I have when I'm serving? Do I have one of, oh, okay, if no one else will do it, I'll do it. Have we done that before? Maybe, yes. How should we use our gifts? Well, in the next chapter, Paul tells the Corinthians how they should do it. And I know this 1 Corinthians 13 is often used in weddings. Love is patient, love is kind. But it's actually about spiritual gifts. Did we know that? Yes. And he says, I'm going to read this one. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 3, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but I didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. Love is the key motivation for the use of our gifts. If we do not use our God-given abilities out of love for God and each other, then that's when we get these negative outcomes that were happening in the church of Corinth at the time. We get division, we get jealousy, we get competition, and we get pride. And these things are not of God, as we know. So as we look at our spiritual gifts, today and in the coming weeks, let us ask Jesus to give us a humble heart and a teachable spirit to renew love in us as we acknowledge what God has given us. So we acknowledge it, we honor it, but we don't do it with pride. So what are your spiritual gifts? Want you to think of what you think your spiritual gifts are, and what spiritual gifts do you wish you had. So we're going to have discussion time for this. If you don't want to, you can just sit and ponder by yourself. But I would encourage you to do this in a group, and I will then pray for us and give out the tests if you want them. And they're just to be taken home, and we can go through it next week. So this is, no, there's no marking here. You don't mark God's gifts. So please, two or three or big groups, what do you think your gifts are? And what gifts do you wish you had? I wish I had the gift of administration. How's the discussion been? Terrific. Terrific, interesting. Did everyone have different gifts? Yeah. So when I was in my little group with Cameron and Josh, Cameron brought up a very interesting point, which I think I will put in my sermon because it's very wise. He asked me, do you think you were born with certain gifts? Or did they just come to the fore in the past few years when you came to this church? And that's a good question, because you might be asking, was I born with some things? Or, sorry? Yes, they can change, I think. Yes. So in my thinking, and you might agree or disagree, and let's continue this discussion, but I think that God gives us certain gifts that we're born with, but we also have a responsibility to acknowledge them and to honor them. And there are some that might be dormant, I think, or that we might not even know about. That's why these little gift discovery tests are quite interesting, because they might bring to your attention something in your nature that you're not aware about, that makes you particularly gifted towards something. It could be something you did not even imagine. For example, when I was doing ministry training for the accreditation, I did one of these tests, a different kind but similar, and I found I had the gift of prophecy. No idea. I said, no, I'm not a prophet. No. I did it again. I kept doing it, and it was the same thing. So I've actually learned to acknowledge that now and give that to God, and we'll let God develop that. But yes, they can change, because that is something I never thought of before. So for us, it changes. For God, it's who God made you to be. Those gifts are just, they're coming out, and I feel like it's all our responsibility to also see that in each other, bring that to that person's attention, and then maybe hold them accountable to it gently with love, like, hey, what are you doing with that gift? How have you been using that lately? Or something like that. But anyway, if you want these, I'm not going to pressure you. They're here. I'm just going to leave them here for you to take later. Or I might leave them out front, maybe. And let me pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your words to us today. They've come very differently, not the usual way, but through discussion, questions and answers, teaching and learning, but also by your Spirit. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you that we are part of your family, part of your body, and that we are all different parts of it. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have given us, the ones we know about and the ones we are yet to discover. And we pray that this series would help us learn more about you and more about the people you made us to be. And in this, I pray, Lord, that you would bring your church forward, growing it in love and in the power of your mighty Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Scott, worship team.